I'm speaking with Tom Bias here, CEO of Growth Energy. And first of all, Tom, tell me what you think about having the president come out here to this ethanol plant in Missouri.
Oh, it's a great honor to have the president of the United States come out to an ethanol plant and demonstrate again his long committed support for production of renewable fuels. You know, what he said today is something that I think most people recognize that we need to do. We need to create economic opportunity right here in America with jobs that can't be outsourced, and production of biofuels does that. He again reiterated, you know, this nation continues to face economic challenges based on our addiction to foreign oil, and we need to produce renewable fuels here in America. And that's a powerful message from the most powerful person in the world.
Well, I'm just guessing you might have had a little bit of a role to play in all this. You're in D.C., right?
Well, I tell you, President Obama has been a strong supporter of renewable fuels for a long time. And throughout his Senate career, and when he was running for president, he's stated many times that support. And I think coming out here as the president reinforces that. And he's a true champion for renewable fuels.
Well, Growth Energy just launched a television campaign. Tell us a little bit about how that's going and any feedback you've gotten so far.
The feedback has been very positive. And really what's happened, Chuck, over the if you turn on the television, you see all these other competing sources of transportation fuel advertising everything from clean coal to gas to solar to wind to oil. And you didn't see renewable fuels. You didn't see ethanol. And the old line is, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And we wanted to be on the table, and we wanted to get the positive message out there. You know, our critics have spent millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars trying to define our industry. And we need to tell those positives and remind Americans this reduces our dependence on foreign oil. It creates jobs. It's better for the environment. It revitalizes our rural communities.
Well, I was working out at my YMCA in Jefferson City, Missouri, and lo and behold, there it was on the television monitor. So we had a bunch of treadmill joggers that saw them that day.
What did they think?
I'm just hoping it registered, because yeah. I saw and looked around and just with a smile on my face.
Well, we're not done, because we think the facts are on our side. And getting those facts to all Americans is really important. And that's a message that needed to be delivered for a long time. And we're just glad to be able to be out there in the debate.
All right. Thank you very much. Tom Bias with Growth Energy here from Poet Biorefining in Macon, Missouri. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.